Shneimer and Betalis. Zaymer ani mitzasiya v'zaymer ani mitzasiya. Two people walk into Bezdin holding a talis. What's talis mean? Talis means a talis that you daven with? It means a beggar. How'd you learn the Mishnah? Why a beggar? Anything. It doesn't mean a talis that you daven with, probably, yeah? What's the art scroll say? Two people holding a... What? Holding up their string, so it means maybe it is a talis, you mean. The Gemara's Lashon is they're holding the karkashta, it doesn't say they're holding the fiesta. So you think it's not a talis? It's supposed to have a talis, you know? So it's taka... Is that true? Okay, let's see. The Rosh is bothered by the question, not this question of the talis. There's no talis means a beggar, probably, right? The Rosh is bothered by the first question, is if they found something in the street, why are they fighting over it? Why don't they return it? Why don't they return it? You find something, so you have to hang up signs, you have to find the owner. Well, you're fighting if it's yours or his. So the Rosh says that the Mishnah is talking Be'ir Sharuba Kutim, in a city that's mostly Gayim. I assume, what does he mean? He means that when you find something, you could assume that a guy dropped it. If you're going in the street, in a city that's right Gayim. So you could assume that whatever you found belongs to a guy. And we know that Gayim, there's no Chiyav HaShavas Aveda to a guy. And Memeila, you're allowed to keep it. This is what the Rosh says in just one line in the beginning, which I guess he assumes talis doesn't mean a talis you daven with, because then it wouldn't be a guy's. He means a beggar. It's a beggar. And it's Yeshua Bagayim, and that's why you're allowed to keep it. So some of the Achrayim are bothered why the Rosh had to Zetzerayim in the city that's Rav Gayim. You could have Zetzerayim also. It's talking in a situation where we assume the owner was Miyaj. In a situation, let's say it's a Davashayim by Simon. Somebody has no simin, and it's a type of article which a person would notice if he's missing. So that would be a very simple case. You don't have to say it's Rav Gayim. Because the Rosh should have said a case that the people are miayish on it. And that question, why the Rosh didn't say that it's talking l'achayish, so that we'll have to get back to yet when we get to the Gemara, but this is a kasha. Yemri Moshe has a piece which is connected to the Gemara, which we're going to get back to. But what's going to get today is Reb Shimon in the Shari Yosher. That is in Shar Dalid Perik Ches, paragraph that begins Vihine. A little hard to make a leaning on because the Reb Shimon is really coming from a different sugya. But I'll tell you what his discussion is. His discussion is a clair that's nagea really to Perek Elu Metzius. His clair is, what is the chiddush of the Torah of Hashavas Aveda? The Torah told us, if you find Aveda in the street, you have to return it. Hashavas Aveda, we're talking by Yidin. The Torah said there's a parasha of Hashavas Aveda. What does that mean? If the Torah wouldn't have said anything, what would I have thought? I'd say Torah wouldn't have said anything about Avedas. So I go to the street and I see an Aveda. So what would I have assumed? Now, if the Torah wouldn't have said I have to return it, I certainly wouldn't have to return it, for sure. But what would my svara have been? That if there's an Aveda in the street and I pick it up, it's mine? Would that have been the svara? I go on the street, I'm talking about an Aveda, the owner was not Miyayish. Aveda has a simon, let's say. I walk in the street. Would Svara tell me that I could keep it? Or Apisvara, I also can't keep it. Just the Torah only came and told me I have to return it. You see, you could look at it either. One way you could look at it is, the Svara is, I could keep it. Someone lost it. It's lost. I can keep it. If you say that that's the Svara, then the Torah is mechadish two things. One, I'm not allowed to keep it. And two, I have to be matriach to go and find the owner. I have to bother to find the owner. And then there are two chidushim in Hashavas Aleph. Or you could say, no, I can't keep it. Of course I can't keep it. It's not mine. The fact that I can't keep it is a svara. The Torah is only mechadish one thing. The Torah is mechadish that I have to go and announce it and I have to be matriach to return it to the owner. These are two tzadim in understanding what the chiddush haTorah of Hashavas Aveda is. Naftalina, things that the Torah says I don't have to return. I only know of two things that you don't have to return. One is a Goy's Aveda. You don't have to return. If it's a Goy's Aveda, you don't have to return it. You walk in the street and you find something, and you open the wallet, and it's a Goyish name, clearly a Goyish name. So there's no din of Avashavas Aveda, the Parsha. It's not even the Mishra Sadin, only of Kiddush Hashem. But otherwise you don't have to return it. So one thing is a Goy's Aveda. And the other thing is Pachas Meshava Pruta. If you find an Aveda that's Pachas Meshava Pruta that belongs to a Yid, so there also the Torah is Memayit that you don't have to return. Now what? I'm sure this event has nothing to do with Tosafot. What? Stealing? Pachs Meshava Pruta. If you find something as Pachs Meshava Pruta, there's no Chiyuv Hashav. The question is this, and this is the clarity that Rav Shimon brings. If I find a Goy's Aveda, I go on the street, and there's a guy's wallet on the floor. I pick up the guy's wallet, and I open it, and it belongs to Antonio, whatever. And he's a guy. So I'm not going to return it. I'm not looking to return it. So now I have his wallet in my pocket. Now, I'll kiddush Hashem about it, good to return it, but I'm talking of dini moments. I take his wallet, I put it in my pocket, it's mine. Question. Is it mine? Or I'm just not mechuyev to return it. Follow the question. You could learn, I certainly don't have to return it. You could learn, it's the guys, but I'm allowed to keep it. It's the guys. I'm talking before Yiddish. Once the guy's miyayish, Roshayla. Just like if a yid is miyayish, it's mine, then the guy's miyayish. So before Yiddish, I find something of a guy. Is it now mine, or is it not now mine? At this moment that I pick it up, it becomes mine? Or it's still the guy's, just I'm allowed to keep it? That's a difference. You know the difference? It would be an Esser. What? But you... Either way, it becomes yours. Once he's miyayish, it may become yours. Huh? Still the guys, the Torah said I can keep it. It's like that's the parsha. What? If the guy's Megayer. Oh, that would be a nice thing for me. If he's Megayer. Okay. If he's Megayer, so if it was mine, then I don't have to give it back. If it's his and he's Megayer, so I have to give it back then. Gare's Megayer, all those things still belong to him. Why isn't there a single document? You find the statue certainly allowed to spend it. Whether it's mine or his.
If it's his money,
you find it allowed to spend it? That's what Sarah said. Sarah said I don't have to give it back, so what does that mean? It doesn't mean Yemuna.
If you have other things to do, you don't have to stop what you're doing.
I see, but that depends on these two stories. If you hold the Torah only said I don't have to give it back, so I don't have to give it back, but it's still his. But if you hold that the Chiddush of Hashavas Aveda is both, the Torah is Mechadish, A, that that I could keep it. A, that by a yid I can't keep it, and B, that I have to give it back. It means the svari is that it will be mine. Someone loses it, it's mine. Then I would understand that it's mine. These are the two. This is the suffix, which really it's a Machtefrayim suffix that Reb Shimon brings. He's mesupik. What's the din of a guy's thing that you find in the street? Does it become yours, or does it not become yours? That's his question. But rather, there's a very big nafkamina by Avodah Zarah. If you go on the street and you find a tzelem, you find a cross that has diamonds on it, and gold and silver, that's what you find in the street. So what do you do? Huh? You pick it up and you try to cash it in. There's a problem. What's the problem? Avodah Zarah is also about no. Avodah Zarah is also about no. So a yid can't be mevatel after the halacha. A yid can't be mevatel in Avodah Zarah. Once the yid has an avodah, it's a Jew's avodah zarah. You can't be mevatel it. Once a yid owns an avodah zarah, then he has to be ma'abed it. He has to destroy it. If it's a guy's avodah zarah, if the owner is a guy, so a guy could be mevatel it. A guy could say either he does a ma'isa, he scratches it, he makes a scratch on it, something to be mevatel it, or b'peh he could be mevatel it. Now, ways of being mevatel and avodah zarah. The Gemara says that if you're walking the street and you see a gold avodah zarah on the floor, don't be kainet. Put your foot on it or something, so no one else should take it. And get a guy that you trust and have him be mevatel it. And since it's still a guy's, it's mutabana. Rav Shimon says that if you pick up an avodah of a guy before the guy is miyayish, does bittul still work? Depends on this clear. It depends if when you pick up a guy's aveda, is it still the guy's, just you're allowed to keep it? Or is it yours? This clear is a nafkamino legabi an aveda zar. You follow? We clear. What was our clear? You found the guy's wallet, you put it in your pocket. Is it his in your pocket, just you're allowed to hold on to it? Or is it yours? Does it become yours? So, what?
Doesn't become yours.
It's the guy's. Just the Torah says you're allowed to use it. You can do whatever you want with it. That's the shaila that the Machtefrayim clears, whether it's a guy's or whether it's a yid's. Reb Shimon brings from Yerideya, from Simon Kuf Menvav, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, that the Bach holds that bittul works even after the yid picked it up. That bittul works. In other words, it's still the guy's. So the Bach holds that if you pick it up, it's still a guy's aveda. And he brings that Rav Shlomo Eger, the Gilya Marsha on the side of the Shulchan Aruch there in Siman Reish Kuf Mem Vav, that the Gilyan Marsha disagrees, and he holds that when you pick it up, it becomes yours. And since it becomes yours, bittul doesn't help anyone. So this is the machlokes. Now, what does all this have to do with us? The Rav Shimon says that from the Rosh, Reish, Masechtas Bava Metzia, it's a raya to the Gilya Marsha. It's a raya that when a yid picks it up, the Gilya Marsha said it becomes the yid's. So I don't think Rav Shimon explains. He just says that when a yid picks it up, it becomes yours. And that's muchach from the Rosh, Reish Bava Metzia. He doesn't mean the long part of the Rosh, which has nothing to do. He means this one line, which is the first line of the Rosh. He says from here, it's a raya to the Gilya Marsha. Now, the question is, how it's a raya? And that Sheshbin, I think I'm better off, for those of you who work on it, better off leaving it for you rather than to tell you the way I understand it. Because I tell you the way I understand it, and take away from the Havana. Again, the need, what's the Nidan? The Nidan is, when I pick up a guy's Aveda, a talus in the street, I pick up a guy's Aveda, is that become mine or does it not become mine? The Bach holds that it's still the guy's, just I'm allowed to hold on to it, before Yish. And the Gilim Rashah holds that it becomes mine when I pick it up. No? So the question is, from this rush, is it a raya? What does the rush say? The rush says, we're talking the Isha Rubakum, so assuming the rush means it's the guy's talus on the floor. And if the guy's talus, then the two yidden picked it up. So that proves what? So that's the first step. The Rush understands we're talking without Yish. Because if it was Yish, it could have been a Jew's also. Right? So the assumption is that the Rush means our mission is talking without Yish. So it's talking without Yish. A guy lost his talus, and two yidden came by, and they've picked it up, and they're running to Bez. Now, this is a raya that, you know what? Anybody, which way? Is that true? Seems to be the raya. If you're going to learn like the Bach, what are these fellows running into Bezin with? They're holding this baguette. And he says, Kula Shali Anima Tzasiya. He says, Kula Shali Anima Tzasiya. Whose is it, according to the Bach? What would the Bach tell you? Whose talus is it? Huh? The Bach would tell you it's the guy's talus. Right? Remember, we're talking Kaidim Yish. So the Bach would tell you it's the guy's talus. So if the guy's talus, You're saying Kula Shali, you know what I would do? I'll grab it away from both of you, and it'll be mine. It's not yours, it's the guy's. Just the guy's thing, there's no chiyuv to give it back, so you can use it. So what does it mean, Kula Shali? No? Isn't the Mishnah Mashma that each one's claiming he owns it? Remember, the Torah didn't give you rishus to do anything. The Torah just didn't say a parasha of a Shabbos Aveda. Well, I don't know if he's allowed to enter your house, but if it's not yours, why can't I take it? If you have something that's not yours, so, I mean, a Torah, certainly I could take it, I don't know. Right? If a cotton finds an Aveda, let's say a child, you're going to the street, and there's a 5-year-old child who picks up a $10 bill from the floor. So, Mikra Adin, I can go and take it from him. And me, this Tavis is not. But I could take it from him. The Gemara says, because Sossi Lantzuye, they're in the fighting, so we made it the corner that the child could keep it. But the Torah says that if a child picks up an Aveda, I can take it away from him. That is. There's no Kinyani. So, you want to make a Gzeira of Sossi Lantzuye? I don't know. It's hard to make a Gzeira. There has to be a kinyan. In order to be shalai, it doesn't have to be rishus, but it has to be shalai, which means it's a kinyan. Without a kinyan, it's not yours. You have something that's not yours, so I can take it from you. If somebody's walking in the street and $100 bill, you're walking with somebody, and $100 bill blows on top of his hat. He doesn't even realize it. So assuming that a kinyan needs das. So I can just take it off of him and I take it myself. That is mine. No. As in Chatzif, Caleb Shalom is kind of like, so then it does need to ask. But if it's moving, that's for sure, right?
I mean, all through is there.
What?
It all through is not there in the mission. people shouldn't grab each other.
Yeah, the whole thing here is a gezeira that people shouldn't grab from each other. But the Rosh is saying, the way Rav Shimon understands, that we're talking where it's theirs. But they have a kinyan and it becomes theirs. Since it becomes theirs, so therefore the whole gezeira applies. But the Rosh doesn't mean that it's not theirs. That's the guys. I think this is what Rav Shimon means. The assumption here is that the talis belongs to them, even though it's originally a guy's. I just want to add just the horror of my own on this Rav Shimon, actually on the Rush, the way Rav Shimon types the Rush. I don't mean to. Rav Shimon's raya, so his raya we should try to figure out. My own horror. If you're in a place that's right guy's, let's say you're the neighborhood that's right by you. Let's say somebody is in Manhattan. He finds a wallet on the floor. And the wallet says in it the Feirish, a Jewish name. Right? It belongs, it says a Yiddish name inside. Do you have to return it? Do you have to return it? It's not a trick question. The halacha is that even though a Yidzav Edi has to return, if he loses it in a place that's Rav Goyim, the assumption is he's Miayish. The assumption is, if it's something that he would have noticed, like a wallet, something that he would have noticed he dropped, by Rav Goyim, the assumption is he was Miayish. Okay? The city of Rav Goyim. When the Rush says, our mission is talking by Rav Goyim, the way Rav Shimon learns, he's talking about something that a guy dropped. You assume a guy dropped it. Mimela, the whole Rav Shimon follows. You could learn the Rush differently if you want. You could learn the Rush that we're talking about something a yid dropped. Maybe even a talis shel mitzvah, even, that you know it started out being a yid's. But if you find it in the ear that's Rav Goyim, the assumption is the owner is Miayish. And then the whole Rav Shimon would fall away if you would learn the Rush the way I would have learned it on my own. I would have learned. But the Rush doesn't mean necessarily a guy dropped it. The Rush means that even if it's something a yid dropped, even if you know a yid dropped it, since it's Rav Goyim, the owner is Miayish. So you can learn the Rush that way, and then the whole raya would fall away. Now, Kopanim. This is the Rush. Let's get back to the Ikkis of Yehid. A talis or a baguette? Yeah. Well, I think it would depend what type of baguette. If a person loses a sweater, so very often we all know that you think you put it away. So a sweater, people don't notice. A shoe, most people notice. Or a shirt, most people hopefully would notice. It depends what type of baguette. Nothing on you. There's no assumption of Yiddish. Right, that could be, and then it won't help Roy Vakland. Nothing on me. Maybe that's why they didn't want to learn the way I'm saying. If there's no assumption of Yiyush, then See, I don't know what the word talus means. Nowadays, talus means something you wear when you daven. I don't know, when the Mishnah says talus, it seems to me like the Torah. The Torah says the word talus, it means begging. The whole thing, but it doesn't say tzitzis chutim. It says karkais, it's the fringes. A lot of people don't get that. Okay, Shnei Moizim B'Talus, let's see Rashi. Dafka Oizim, Yishneiim Uvzakim Ba, Ve'en Lezeh Kayach Ba Yoizim Izeh. No one person has more kayach than the other, they're equal. Shiyu Haisa B'Yad Echad Levadai, Havi'idah Chameitim Chaveirai, Ve'olav Lahevi Rai. What does Rashi say? Shiyu Haisa B'Yad Echad Levadai, if one man walks into bed and holding a talus, the Peshu is bothered that this line is Pshita. It's Pashit. Ilu Haisa Bi'erecha. One person, no, I think every child knows. If a person walks into Besna holding something, the other person says it's his, so the person holding it wins. Rashi says, Ilu Haisa Bi'erecha Levadai. If one person would walk in holding it himself, the other one is Hamaytet Revere Levarai. It's a Dava Pasha. But when one person is holding it, and there's no marikama, just one person is holding it, he says, Anyimitsasiya, and the other person, yeah, I don't know what he's claiming it was mine, or I bought it from him, whatever he's claiming, of course the one who's holding it wins. Like, this bothers the Yeshua. That's what Yeshua says. That Rashi means to tell us a big chiddush. Rashi means to say that even if originally when they picked it up, they both picked it up. If originally they were both holding it, and one said, I picked it up first, the other one said, I picked it up first. Even in such a case where originally they were both holding it, and then one grabbed it away from the other, one was stronger. They were pulling it, and one pulled it away from the other. He forced it out of the other person's hand. And they're Aiden, or they're both Maida. We know that he pulled it away from him. Rashi's telling us a chiddush that even in such a case, ilu haisa biyad echad levadai, it will be in one person's hand alone. Have either chamaiti mechaveri of all of lavi rai, that he would win. The one who pulled would win.
What's the difference when you walk into Bethlehem?
It would be the same thing if they walked into Bez and they were both holding it and one pulled away. It would be the same exact thing. Nothing happened. It would be no difference. So today, Yeshua is learning in Rashi that Tfisa helps. That if one person forces it out of the other person's hand, Tfisa helps. So that stems Rashi Lashitasa, right? Rashi Lashitasa from yesterday. We learned yesterday that Rashi learned that when two people are holding it, each one's only holding the Kayach Safik. Each person's only holding it, the Kayach Safik, there's no Raya Brura to his side. So if you're only holding it, the Kayach Safik, we said, Rabbi Chanan said, Nafkamina, that Tfisa helps. So Yeshua is learning into Rashi, this Nakuda, that Tfisa helps. That it helps a person to be Typhus, even if originally they were the two of them holding it together. So again, it stems nicely, Rashi. Someone pointed out to me a Rashi in the Amid Beis as well. The Rashi seems to say, Rashi b'shvua palgilei. Rashi's k'map aferish. Rashi says, it's near the bottom, it's the fourth or fifth Rashi from the end, b'shvua palgilei. Rashi says, hai tofis b'kula. Rashi seems to say pretty clearly that each one, you have to see it in the context of the Gemara, but each one is holding the whole thing. So Yeshua here stems nicely with that mahalach. What stops the bully anyway from having things like other people? It's not the
way it is. No, the only
before we hear is no, can't. If a guy is going to grab things from people, The only question is, if they're both holding it, what stops one from pulling it away? So Rashi will tell you he's allowed to. If he feels he picked up for it, he's allowed to. He feels it's his. So let him pull it away. Nothing's going to stop him. Okay, so we get now to the issue here of Taisvis of the Yachlaiku. Come to something which could be complicated or could be simple, depending on how much you just work on understanding what we're calling the three shittas. All right, let's start with Tosfos Kasha. Let's see Tosfos V'Yachlok. Okay, what are we setting about to do now? I told you, learning Hilchos Tayin V'Nid. two people are in an argument, and it's a case where Beis Din can't figure out who's telling the truth. Tries and Beis Din can't figure out. What do we do? So we all know there are three possible piskei halacha. Either yachloiku, people are fighting. Either you say split it, or you say yahimunach. What does yahimunach mean? And these two kids are fighting over something. You say, okay, no one will have it. I'll hold it. I hold it until what? Now you have to understand, yahimunach, I'm telling them, I'm holding this till Mashiach is going to come. What's really going on in the back of my mind? I'm hoping that they'll make some type of agreement between them. Yehemunach is not stam knas that I'm going to put away till Mashiach comes. It's the hope that they'll somehow make peace among between themselves. That's yehemunach. And the third thing, the third possibility is called the olam gavar, which is that Beis Din says fight it out. Whoever stronger is going to win. That's called the olam gavar. Those are the three possible resolutions of a situation where you have no way of dealing with it. Our Mishnah is the sort of makar for yachloiku. So Tosfos asks from the case of Kol Olam Gavar. Tosfos says Tema Mishna Mayahi Darba. Why is it different than the case of the boat? The Omar Kol Olam Gavar Beperkeskes Abatim. What's the case? There's a boat tied up in the harbor. And two people come to Beis Din, and each one claims that it's his boat. So what Beis Din says there, the Gemara says, is called Olam Gavar. Beis Din says, look, you have no rayas, you have no rayas, nothing doing. Called Olam Gavar, whoever's stronger wins, and they both try to run there and get a hold of the boat. Frektosis, what's the rule? When do I say Achlaiku? When do I say called Olam Gavar? So Tosfos answers, Yeshleimet Toes and Shani. If not for the third case, it would be so easy. Test says Eirs and Shani. It depends if you're holding it. The Choshev Kilu Kol Echad Yesh Leibar Bevade Echadzi. Then I say myself is Heidi Dayu. What does it say? If they're holding it, if two people are holding it, then I say Yachloiku. If no one is holding it. Then I say, called Olam Gavar. Very easy. The way Machlas David starts, is he brings this Ad Kan, he says, you have Sugya of Arba and Asugya, and if it ended here, we say, Eretz and Shani, and everything would be good. There's a third case. Now there's more than a third case. First, Tosfos talks about, Tosfos goes straight to the third case, Manashlishi. Tosfos goes to a third case, where we say, Yehimunah. What's the case of Manashlishi? It's a case where two people come together to a shomer, and they ask him to watch this 300 zuz for the two of them. 100 belongs to one, and 200 belongs to the other. And they give it to him, and they tell him clearly, 100 belongs to one of us, 200 to the other. They give it to him together, and he's holding these 300 zuz for a while, and then they come back. When they come back, each one says, give me 200. So the shomer doesn't know what to do. So certainly each one should get 100. The third 100, Mona Shlishi, the third 100 is a shiloh. We say Yehimunach. Now, we're going to have a machlokes if you say Yehimunach on the whole 300 or just on 100. That machlokes was the whole 300 or just 100 has nothing to do with what we're talking about here on Daf Beis. We're going to say that you say Munach on the third 100, which is the Chachamim. And the fact that someone argues with Yesi Yotzi through the whole 300, don't let it confuse you. It has nothing to do with the sugya here. You put away the third 100. Frektosfos, when do you say Emunah? Now, before we learn Tosfos, I want to point something out to you that we're going to come back to. Mana Shlishi, is that called Eichzin or not Eichzin? Tosfos started with the first part of Tosfos. If it's Ozin, you say Achloiku. If it's Enom Ozin, you say Kol Olam Gavar. What is Mana Shlishi? Mana Shlishi is Pshat, they're holding it? Or is Pshat that they're not holding it? Tosfos says they're holding it. What does it mean? How are they holding it? He's holding it for them. So what's the lesson of Tosfos? Chaim b'manashlishi, The midame be gemara letalis. Choshev ahu shanifka toifis beches b'shneim kiilu heim atzma muzakim ba. You know, Tosis is saying that they're holding it. Because the third person is holding it, that's like they're holding it. Why the third person is holding it, it's like they're holding it? Why? Because he's like a shiz a shliach. He's a shliach to hold it. I gave it him to hold it for me. So he's like a mech shliach. So Tosis holds, we'll see, this itself is a machlokes. Tosis holds, that's called oizen, that they're holding. So what does that mean? Tosis says, what should the din be? Should be achlaiku. So since they're holding it, Tosis already said when they're holding it, it's achlaiku. And for Tosis, what's Tosis teretz? Why don't we say achlaiku over there? Kach b'shani da'asam v'ad echad minayu ve'en achluch yachay liyas emes. Tosis says, and Tosis says it's a Gemara on Gimel Amin Aleph, which we'll get to. Tosis says, no, you can't do achlaiku when ein achluch yachay liyas emes. So Tosfos is very easy. If there be no Riva and the Muki Yosef, it would be easy to remember. Tosfos says, the first thing is, are they holding it? If they're not holding it, called Olam Gava. If they are holding it, so if the Chalukah could be true, we do Yachlaiku. If the Chalukah can be true, then we do Yemunah. Okay? This is Tosfos' Mahalach. Not getting into the svaris, why it should be this way, which we'll have to get to, but this is Tosfos Shita, okay? Klar, number one, you look if Eichzin, and number two, you look if Yemunach. If you have to draw a chart, first question, yes, is Eichzin. If they're not Eichzin, call Dolom Gava, no matter what. If they are Eichzin, then it depends, Chaluki Yechel Yisemis, or Eina Chaluki Yechel Yisemis. But why would you say if it's not Oysim and Enachluk Yechayli Yisemis, so it seems in Tosfos to be called Olam Gavar. Because Tosfos said Enam Oysim, we do called Olam Gavar. So that doesn't seem in Tosfos. The truth is, this was Stavar. If you're doing called Olam Gavar, who cares if a Chalukah could be true? You're not doing Chalukah. You're doing called Olam Gavar. So that's Tosfos Shita. Where? Where? By it's not Oizim. Enoch is Oizim. Why should Enoch Luke Yechayli Yisemis affect Kol Dolom Gavar? If we're passing for whatever reason Kol Dolom Gavar, then why should it make a difference if it could be true or not? Kol
Dolom Gavar is only
both. But why should that be? You have to tell me the story. Because
it's not
Enoch Luke
Yechayli Yisemis, why would Kol Dolom Gavar make any sense?
Why am I ever doing Kol Dolom Gavar? Does Kol Dolom Gavar ever make sense? I want to leave that for tomorrow because this is already. The question is, which is better? Is the first result this result? Obviously, we have to get to it. I just want first to be misnagged the sheet this year. And this is. Tosfos Shita, the way I read Tosfos, if it's not Eichzin, then it's still called Olam Gavar. And if Eichzin, then it depends if Chaluk Yechayli Yisemis. Now, these words, Chaluk Yechayli Yisemis, is only Tosfos Shita. The other Shitas do not concur that it depends on Chaluk Yechayli Yisemis. If they ask me, as a Gemara, I'm Gimel Amud Aleph, how can people disagree? So I'll tell you, we're not up to Gimel and Aleph yet, we'll have to see when we get there. But it's only Tosfos and those, like the Rosh, who agrees with Tosfos, that go with Tosfos Shita, that hold it depends on Chaluk Yechayli Yisemis. Then Muki Yosef, the way I understand the Muki Yosef, it's very bekitzer. Muki Yosef is exactly the same Shita as Tosfos with one change. And that one change of the Muki Yosef is that in the first step, he's the same. If they're Oizim, not Oizim, so if they're not Oizim, called Olam Gavar. If they're Oizim, then Yechloiku. Now, what about Mona Shlishi? So the Muki Yosef says, it doesn't depend if Chaluk Yechol Yisemis, it depends if Vadai Ika Ramai or Leka Vadai Ramai. It depends. We say achloiku if there's no vadai liar. If there's a vaday person who's lying, then we don't say achlaid. That's the mukiyaisa shita, which means that again, if you're drawing some kind of chart of this, it would be pretty much the same. Just instead of sticking in the words chalukei chaylis emes, you would stick in the words vaday ramai or leka vaday ramai. Is someone lying or someone's not vaday lying? Which is very similar, but that's the mukiyaisa's change in Taisa Shita. Mukhi Yosef is in the Gemara, and it's two lines in the Gemara where he says this idea. It's on the first side of the Mukhi Yosef, and we after Mekach HaMemkar. After the Gemara comes to Mekach HaMemkar, Dibra Maskel Yitana Mekach HaMemkar, the last two lines, Miyu Dafka. That is. This is the Mukhi Yosef Shita, which till here I think everybody should be holding along. It's relatively simple. Nafkamina, what's a nafkamina? What's a nafkamina between the two? So the case which is the nafkamina is two people walk into Bezdin holding a talus. One of them says ani araktiha. Okay, the pronunciation of the word is araktiha. The hey has a comment under it. Araktiha. I'm the one who made it. I took out my weaving loom and I made it. And the other one says, Ani araktiha, I wove it. Here there's a vadeh liar. It can't be that they both wove it. Now that's different than a metziah. By a metziah, one says ani metziah and one says ani metziah. It could be that nobody is lying. Because it could be he thinks he picked it up first and he thinks he picked it up first. Now, what one of them is saying may not be true, but he's not necessarily lying. People see things the way they're inclined to hope things turn out. When someone slides into second base, and the second baseman tags him, and he says, I touched the base first, and he says, no, I tagged you first, it's lav dafka, one of them is a liar. He thinks that he was safe, and he thinks that he put him out. It's very shayach that each one is... It's not vadei rama. It's not a vadei liar. So by ani mitzasiya, ani mitzasiya, there's no vadei rama. By ani araktiya, and ani araktiya, there's a vadei rama. You can't make a mistake. If you think you wove it, and so if some only one of you wove it. So there is a vadei rama. If they wove it together, it could be chalukah yichali yisemes. It could be that really they're shutfim, and two people are shutfim. They have a talis. Either they wove it together, they brought it together, and now one of them is a ganef. He's saying ani araktiya. The other one says, "Oh, you're going to say ani araktiya. Also be a ganef. Also ani araktiya." So each one. So the case of ani araktiya, you have to understand right away. The chalukah is yichali yisemes. It could be true. Obviously, something happened here out of the ordinary, so it could be that they shut him. But it's a vadei rama. So if you hold like Tosfos, what's the din of ani araktiya? What should be the din? If you hold like Tosfos, they come into Bezdin, Shneimos and Betalos. He says ani araktiya, he says ani araktiya. So what is Bezdin going to pass him? That's it. Kol Gol and Gavi, you can't pass him because they're Oyasim. So here it depends. Chalukah yichali yisemes. Tosfos will hold, and the araktiya, well, then we're going to paskin. Chalukah yichali yisemes will paskin yachlaitu. That's Tosfos shita. That's the Rosh shita. It appears that that's the Rambam shita as well. Maybe Rav Yishayim hold like this. That we say yachlaitu by ani araktiya. Mukhi Yosef says no. There's a vadei ramei. We can't say yachlaitu. In the case of ani araktiya, where there's a vadei ramei, we can't say yachlaiku, and therefore we're going to say yahimunach. Asher ve'eliyahu. What? We take it away from them to hold on to it. Bezna hold on to it until. If you look at Rashi, the last three lines of Rashi here on the Amud Aleph, those are the Gemara, but there Rashi sticks in avozel imar ani araktiya, v'zayimar ani araktiya lo yachlaiku. The That's correct. Haluchi Yechalei Semes is, even if it has nothing to do with the Tainus. Because according to the Tainus, this Haluchi can be true. It's either he's telling the truth or he's telling the truth. Haluchi Yechalei Semes means that it's plausible. Now you have to remember, normally we don't assume a third thing. But here, something happened out of the ordinary. So here, we say it's a Yechalei Semes, even if it's not Kafi that Tainus.
Okay?
Because they're certainly lying. Someone's lying. Let me tell you the difference in Vaday Ramay and Chulki Yechalei Semes. One goes on the Gavra and one goes on the Chefta. Okay? Vaday Ramay, Vaday Leka Ramay means you look at the people. Is there a Vaday Ramay? We're not going to do Yechalei. If you say it depends on Chulki Yechalei Semes, it means we look at the Talis. Could we be doing the right thing with the Talis? Yes. If we could do the right thing with the Talis, then we do Yechalei. Who cares if they're Ramay? Okay, this is the machlokes between Tosfos and the Muki Yosef, and Pashtus of Rashi seems to be the same as the Muki Yosef. The Riva comes in with a new shita. The Riva says, Shnayim Oysen Vitalis, Lav Dafkam. If you want to remember the Riva shita, you get confused, you remember three words. The Riva says this chiddush. Eichzin is lav dafka. Lav dafka, two people holding the talis. Lav dafka, shnayim, eichzin, the talis. Even if the talis is out, they left it outside and by the street, and they come into Bezdin, and he says, I got it first, it would still be exactly the same din, yechloiku. Even if they're not eichzin, it would be the same exact din. Eichzin is lav dafka. As I state in the in the Riva. So what are you going to ask? If so, Sai Ozen is Yechloikum. And not Ozen is Yechloikum. So what's there? Why Hu Arba? Why do you say called Olam Gava? No, 1 minute. If there's no Ramai, if there's no Vaday Ramai, then we always say Yechloikum. We always want to do the Riva holds Yechloiku is the best of all the choices. The best thing is Yechloiku. And therefore we always try to do Yechloiku. The Riva says the only time we don't do Yechloiku is if there's a Vaday Ramay. If someone's lying, we're not going to give him anything. If there's a Vaday Ramay, then we say, Kol Dolam Gavar. Then we say that we let them fight it out. By the boat, there's a Vaday Ramay. There's a boat tied in by the harbor. He says it's my boat. He says it's my boat. So it's a Vaday Ramay. So in that case, we say, called Olam Gavar. So what are you going to ask me? What's the next question? What do we both say? That we always say Achloiki. If there's a Vaday Ramay, we say, called Olam Gavar. So then the question is, Manashlishi. Will be the next question. When do we say Yeimunat? When do we say Yeimunat? So the Riva says, of course we say Yeimunat by Mana Shlishi. You know why? Because by Mana Shlishi, the Shemu is holding it. The Shemu is Achizba. The Shemu is holding it. We can't say Kol Olam Gavar. What are they going to do? They're going to beat up the Shemu? The Shemu is holding it. He can't give it away. So when a Shemu is holding it, then we say Yehimunach. But that's unique to a case where the Shemur, somebody is holding it, the Shemur is holding it. So we say Yehimunach. What?
Why is it in Vaday Ramay?
Your case is Svinas Vaday Ramay, he says it's my boat, and he says it's my boat.
And here he says it's my house.
So remember, over here, by any mitzvah, we hold it's Lekha Vaday Ramay. Because we say the dummy lay, a person can make a mistake and think it's his, like the Gemara says in the Yomid Beis, that a person can make such a mistake, it's an honest mistake.
So you're not saying that it's not. It could be a chaluk, it could be the right halacha,
it could be a chaluk, a chaluk sentence, yes, but it's about a man.
So,
Matkina from the Shemir. Okay, it's going to be a good question on how to learn the Riva. For now, we're going to learn the Riva, that the Riva holds that you don't say Matkinon, except to give it to the right owner, you don't say Matkinon to do Kodol. We're going that way. Okay, we'll have to wait. We'll have to wait and see. Because the Riva itself can be, you can cut into two. You know, if you start cutting, you have three shittas, and you start cutting each into two, we'll end up with six, it'll become complicated. So for now, I want to leave it, and hopefully we'll get back to it, depending on how it plays out. But basically, the Riva is the third shittah. The Riva, again, in Svara, the Riva is easy to explain. The Riva holds Yachleik was the best deal. Emunachis is really not a good idea. Called on Govar, most people think is not a good idea, like the Psak and Bezin. Imagine American law. Govar Psak, that whoever is fighting that. There's no such thing. So, the Riva holds that way. He holds Yachleiku is the best thing, and therefore we always try to do Yachleiku. Except when there's a Vadei Ramei, we can do Yachleiku. So either we do Kodol and Govar, or if someone's holding it, then we have to do Yemunah.
Why
that's the reverse.
Why can't
we
say Kodol and Govar when
what's stopping us? When someone's holding it. Okay, the question's a good question, and I'm going to leave it for when we learn the Rosh for tomorrow. Because my major thing today is that we should all get the Shita straight. And tomorrow we could argue about the Shitas. I tried to stay away from Svara just to give the Gedolim. There's one question which someone asked me right when we started the Gemara. And the more I think about it, the more it bothers me. And that is, we had last year in Gittin the Gemara. The Gemara talked about being kind of a get in the Perek HaZayrit we had. The Gemara said if you throw a get, the man throws his get to his wife, if it's closer to him, then it's not a get. If it's closer to her, then it is a get. Mechza al mechza, so we had a shiloh. What happens if it's exactly 50-50? The Gemara said, hey, chidoni mechza al mechza. So the Gemara in the beginning said that it's in the side of, in the simta, the side of Rishus HaRabim, just to remind you. The halacha is that in the tzidei Rishus HaRabim, if you're standing there, anything in your Dalet Amis, you could be kainah. On tzidei Rishus HaRabim. In the middle of the street, you have no right to put things, you're not kainah anything. Rishus HaYachid goes according to the owner. The sidewalk, which the Gemara calls either tzidei Rishus HaRabim, or simta, same thing. There, when you're standing there, anything in your Dalet Amis is kainah, we mentioned. If somebody's waiting at a bus stop, and an Aveda, a $20 bill falls on the floor right next to him, so he's kind of with King in Dalet Amis, because it's in his Dalet Amis in the Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. So Gemara said that how could you have a get that's exactly both of them, that him and her are both standing in the same Dalet Amis, and the get is in that Dalet Amis. So the Gemara said whoever came first is the one whose Dalet Amis it is. Whoever gets there first is his Dalet Amis. The Gemara said, are you going to say they came in the same time? The Gemara said, yeah, shalat samtem. There's no such thing. It's not possible in the same exact second. Yeah, shalat samtem. You can't come into it the exact same second. Someone has to be first. That's what the Gemara said. Yeah, shalat samtem. So the question is, over here, by this talus, we're saying, chalukah yechayla liyas emes. The chalukah could be emes. Two people go in the street, they both find their talis, they both pick it up. Chalukah yechayla liyas emes. Why is the chalukah yechayla liyas emes? So the Gemara's lashon is, the efshu bahadi adadi yigvinu. That maybe they both picked it up together. It could be the two of them picked it up together. So this question, the Gemara says, the efshu l'tzamtzei. The Gemara says you can't do it exactly the same second. Someone was first.
They played only at one time. The only time it would be picked up.
Okay, good. What you're saying? What you're saying? Let me tell you. What I first answered, the initial teretz I gave, was the teretz that Chan Shu is giving, and that is which kinyan are we talking about? Which kinyan were they kind of the talis? Which kinyan? Hagbah, were they kind of with Yad? Were they kind of with Kinyan Yad? We spoke out many times last year that with Yad, you're only kind of what's in your palm. What's sticking out, you can't be kind of with Kinyan Yad. So you're kind of with Hagbah. Hagbah on the talis, it's true, one was first and one was second, but the Hagbah, when it got raised to above a tefach, that was simultaneous. That, it could be, was simultaneous. And therefore, it's Shayach Bahadi Adadi Agua. This is the Teretz, this is what I answered, right? That's why it's sexual attempt. Because even if I grabbed it first and you grabbed it second, the actual time thing, but the talus got lifted above the tefach at some moment. And at that moment, we were both holding it. It's possible we were both holding it. The whole talus. Has to be the whole. The Gemara says that when they pick it up simultaneously, so one person is being zechah for the other. The Gemara says that's how they're kind of. Now, it's possible that one person picked it up above the tefach before his friend came. It's possible the other person did. That's what they're claiming. But it's also possible they picked it up simultaneously. And Mamela, so Shalom Yisrael, he had a case that's Eshel Atamtzeh. Now that teretz would be a good teretz, except, and it is a good teretz on the Mishnah, except the Rambam, when he brings down this case of Shneim Ozim Vitalis, for some reason the Rambam says, Kegoin, two people are holding a beged or a kli, or, two people are sitting in the Sidei Rishus Harabin. There's a pile of wheat, an aroma shalfitim between them. And this one says, Anim Tosia. The Ram doesn't say the word Anim Tosia. The Ram says, this one says Kula Shali, and this one says Kula Shali. He says, I came into the Simta first, and he says, I came into the Simta first. And the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuf Lamed Ches brings this example. Just as another case of our Mishnah, it's not a separate sif, same sif. Shneimer is a metalis, Lema Kulushi is a Kulushli. Oi, Shneim Yoshvim Bitsara Roma Shafitim. Two people are sitting near a pile of wheat in a simta. Zayma Kulushli, Zayma Kulushli. Yachloku. Is that case Yechol Elias Emes? Is that case Chaduk Yechol Elias Emes? Here already it depends on what we're going to give. Because here it depends who got to the Simta first. So if you hold Aroma Shalchitim is Chalufi Yechayli Yesemis, then Taisus will hold Yachlaiku. If you hold in Chalukah, because the actual time saying, then Taisus can hold Yachlaiku in that case. So the Rambam, the way I told you, most Rishonim learned the Rambam holds like Taisus. And he holds that it's Chalukah Yechayli Yesemis in the case of the Simta. And therefore, the Kasha would come back. In the case of the Simta, how is it that Chalukah Yechayli Yesemis? How could it be? The Gemara said Yashul Atamta. Now, what Yehuda started to say, to remember from last year, is a possible teretz, but it's late, so I'm going to leave it for now. Tomorrow, we are going to spend, you know, the whole day on these three shittos, Tosfos, Mukiyasis, and the Rebbe. Please try to make sure that you have it in your fingertips, and that's much.